Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Attention, terrorists. Hold on. Here's Tara's Daily Rant.
Did you hear this, Lee?
What's that, Tara?
Out of Columbia? Holy cow. Drop your three-year-old at daycare. You figure they're going to stay put, right?
One would hope.
That's what you pay for. Family out of Columbia, counting their blessings and asking questions after their three-year-old, who was supposed to be at the daycare, was found walking alone through a four-way intersection.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, just, you know, wandering around. Because, you know, kids, they're, you know, it's an intersection.
Yeah.
No idea if you're 3 years old that you could get mowed down.
Yeah.
The girl had left the daycare, walked down the street several blocks, knocking on doors. No one answered. Finally, a neighbor saw her walking alone. He watched her for about 20 minutes walking down the street. That part I don't get. I would go on right away.
Really, 20 seconds would have been about it.
Yeah. We had a little toddler. I was coming up the street, and she was walking the street, and I immediately parked the car and went and got her.
Tara goes immediately into mom mode.
Well, I did. My daughter saw it, and even she knew at 14. Oh, my gosh. And I just put the car in park and went running because it was over the ridge. Like, I was like, some one of these work trucks, we have a lot of work trucks in our neighborhood.
Yeah.
They're going to come right over. They're not going to see her.
Right. Yeah.
So I went and grabbed her. And sure enough, her mom had left the door open, not realized it. And she was out there. So that's something scary when you see that. But whatever. I don't know why you'd leave a three-year-old for 20 minutes. Well, we'll just watch her. Well, I don't know. There she goes into the intersection. Anyway, they finally got a hold of her, but they don't know how she got away from the daycare.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to lose them.
Yeah, that's going to require a little bit of work there.
Yeah, that's a lawsuit right there. Some enterprising attorneys already on that, I'm sure. Okay, meanwhile, Here's the headline here, I think. Everybody's buzzing about this around here. The national anthem halted by the Capitol Police because we cannot have children singing that now. The Rushing Brook Children's Choir from Greenville singing inside the U.S. Capitol. It turns out with the permission that was required from their Congress member.
And the Speaker of the House.
Yeah. Actually, three Congress members and a Speaker of the House all said they could do this. I mean, this is why they took the kids up there.
Yeah.
They did a lot of other stuff, too, but this is why they took the kids up there. Choir director David Rosbach said, "I was dismayed. I was stunned. I was shocked. I couldn't believe that was happening, that they would stop the national anthem of all songs." Now, here's the part I think is interesting. The fact that Rosbach, the choir director, says, "No, the Capitol Police officer said I couldn't sing it because it might offend someone." He wouldn't make that up. Come on, he's a choir director at a church. Come on. No, the Capitol Police, they're lying, like they do. They're lying. That's exactly what she said. She's woke. They're all woke. And they just didn't like it. And so they, you know, they just, this is how it is now. This is a post-American territory where First, you know, Amendment values are not the norm. They're just not.
Well, I mean, this really doesn't even have anything to do with First Amendment. I mean, this is a group that had permission to be there to conduct an activity that they had permission to do from the authorities that are supposed to be in control of it. It has honestly nothing to do with the First Amendment.
Well, I mean, I would argue that it has everything to do with the First Amendment. They just want to roll right over it and pretend you have to have their permission. Again, this clearly wasn't a demonstration. I mean, give me a break.
No.
Singing the national anthem is a demonstration. Give me a break. Come on, they knew it wasn't that. And you should be able to break into song wherever you darn well please. So here's the thing, though. I think they're lying when they said, oh, it was all a miscommunication. I don't think they're telling the truth. But this is the second time in less than 6 months that a group of kids have from here have gone up mm-hmm. to the Capitol. Yeah.
There's a pattern here.
There is a pattern here. And, you know, expressed a sentiment that, you know, D.C. police, you know, I should say federal police officers.
Capitol police.
And yeah. In that case, it was a Smithsonian. So it wasn't the Capitol police. It was actually a D.C. There is actually federal government police officers.
Yeah, there's different. Yeah.
Yeah. But they didn't like it. And so they see things. It offends them. And they think that's all they need. I mean, that group went to the Right to Life march. They were wearing pro-life, like, beanie caps, matching caps. And they got thrown out of the Smithsonian. And that was a Catholic group from Greenville. So, I mean, two times in 6 months, this just speaks, I think, Lee, to the mentality up there, the post-American culture of if I'm in law enforcement, I see it. It offends me. I don't like it. I'm pro-choice. I don't like the anthem. I hate America because I'm woke. Then you just take action. You just use your police uniform, you use your official status to shut down whatever you don't like. And that's the norm there. That's the norm on the left. And that's why they think they can do this stuff.
It's the emblematic of the growing divide culturally in this country that is being fueled largely by the left and the mainstream media.
And it also shows, once again, you and I were talking about this earlier in the show, I don't think the Capitol Police is supposed to answer the Speaker.
Yeah.
I don't think they do. I don't think they answer to Kevin McCarthy. I think they still answer the Democrats.
Well, as I said at that time, I fully believe that the federal bureaucracy is just rife with progressive liberal secularists. Those are the ones that are in charge. Those are the ones that actually make things happen on a daily basis. I mean, you know how it is in a managerial situation. You may have folks at the top who may have one opinion and think that everything's supposed to be done a certain way. But the folks who are actually on the ground floor doing the actual work, you know, unless they are eliminated from that position, are going to continue to do things the way they want to.
Yeah. And the way they want to is no free speech. I mean, you look at what's going on right now in Maryland. Remember the father of the daughter who was brutally raped in the school bathroom by the boy in the skirt that they allowed to keep going in there because he said he was transgender, but what he really was a rapist. And then they just transferred him to another school, told nobody, and he raped another girl in another bathroom. And that dad, understandably, is mad. Do you know what's happening to him right now? He is being prosecuted for disorderly conduct.
Which is ridiculous.
Okay, well, what did he do? He called a liberal activist the B word. Well, that was after she threatened him personally.
While they
violating the same statute.
While they were denying that it even happened.
Right, this was at a school board meeting, right? This was the guy you saw hauled off, right? So the Soros prosecutor is prosecuting the dad for responding to the threat of the liberal activist, but not the liberal activist, who by that standard would have also violated the statute. So again, the new standard is literally, legally, these people think if you offend a woke person, then you should go to prison, you should be barred from singing the anthem, you shouldn't be able to wear your pro-life hat into the Smithsonian. And by the way, the kids were saying, look, we had just come from the, you know, March for Life. There were pro-choice T-shirts at the Smithsonian, too, like the counter-protesters, and they didn't do anything to them. So, look, I mean, this is beginning to happen a lot at I mean, it's everywhere, but it's at our Capitol. We mean, two groups in 6 months from the upstate have encountered this.
Well, it used to be our Capitol, Tara.
Yeah, it used to be. I don't think it's ours anymore. And that's because, you know, look, when you have 93% vote Democrat there in D.C., I mean, like, it's a post, I keep saying it's post-American territory. And we're about to find out what happens when you try a Republican in a post-American territory.
We know how that's going to turn out.
Did you hear James Comey? He is on TV, former FBI director, bragging about how Trump is going to be wearing an ankle bracelet at the GOP nominating convention. And telling reporters, I played the audio earlier, hey, you better not take off any time this summer because the indictments are going to start. He's talking about federal indictments from the FBI. He's just literally on TV laughing at us, former FBI director, and telling us we better vote Biden, not even a Republican, because it's too dangerous, he says, to vote for a Republican. I got to vote for a Democrat. And by the way, we're going to have Trump in an ankle bracelet, you know, arrested. It's your FBI, former FBI director on TV. and telling you who to vote for.
Even if that were accurate, that's irresponsible for him to do that. But whatever, I'm not surprised. Not the least.
I'm not either. And, you know, what's stunning is, again, Durham documented in his report how James Comey personally perjured himself.
Yeah, absolutely.
Signed under penalty of perjury. That, again, is a felony. It's not just an ethical lapse. It's a felony to do it. He did it four times, the FISA court, to get the right to spy on Trump. And then we learned from the Durham report he knew the whole time there was no Russia collusion. He knew Hillary made it up. So, I mean, to me, just seeing the man's mug on MSNBC is offensive because he should be in prison.
That triggers me.
Triggers me? Where do I go to have that? He triggered me. Can I get him arrested?
No.
Can I get him hauled off?
No.
I don't want to look at him?
Nope.
So
not.
He should be hauled off?
Dual justice system, Tara.
Yeah,
doesn't work that way.
I guess. We need to not put up with this stuff. So... at the rate we're going here, Lee, there'll be, you know, what, just been 6 months, what, two more groups from Greenville get somehow repelled by federal police? Children, mind. These are children. That's the thing.
Wonder if some kid waves an American flag on the streets of D.C. on the 4th of July, if they'll be arrested. Could be offensive.
Yeah. What, are they going to start hauling off toddlers next? Jeez.
Tara is swatted. Hear the Tara Show weekday mornings on
News Talk 98.9.
WORD, the voice of the Carolinas.